Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Upper Room Thursday podcast right here, yeah, yeah.
Glory to the Most High Jah, Rastafari, King of Kings, Lords of Lords, conquering Lion of the tribe of Judah, elect of God, light of the world, is His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie. Protect my son David as he travels this lonely path. Steer my son far from bloody men who surround him with opinions sharp as daggers. Bless him with a vision to distinguish friends from foes. Bless his listeners with understanding and patience. Remind the critics that all judgment belongs to thee. May the words of thy mouth and the meditation of thy heart be acceptable in thy presence, Selah.
The upper room. The upper room.
And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room. They went up into an upper room.
The upper room.
Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room, where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes, and Judas the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary the mother of Jesus and with his brethren.
And here for the Thursday, the fifth day of the Shavuah. Here we have Psalm 81. I'm going to ride out with the Hebrew first. Today's daily psalm. That's Psalm 94, which is Wednesday evening psalm. It be that way sometime, but here, Lehitorer Yisrael, to wake up Israel. Here, Psalm 81. Let's write it with the English first and then fulfill the Hebrew. Here on the Johnny Osborne, Man of Jehovah, Psalm 81, evening psalm.
Psalm 81. Sing aloud unto God our strength. Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob. Take a song, and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. Psalm 81. Sing aloud unto God our strength. Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob. Take a psalm, and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp, with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. For this was a statute for Israel, and a law of the God of Jacob. This he ordained in Joseph for a testimony, when he went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not. I removed his shoulder from the burden. His hands were delivered from the pots. Thou calledst in trouble, and I delivered thee. I answered thee in the secret place of thunder. I proved thee at the waters of Meribah. Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will testify unto thee. O Israel, if thou wilt hearken unto me. There shall no strange god be in thee, neither shalt thou worship any strange god. I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. My people would not hearken to my voice, and Israel would none of them. So I gave them up unto their own heart's lust,
and they walked in their own counsel. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways, I should soon have subdued their enemies and turned my hand against their adversaries. The haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves unto him. Their time should have endured forever. He should have fed them also with the finest of the wheat, with honey out of the rock. Should I have satisfied,
It is the fifth day of the week, and we do have a Tehillim that is recited in the fifth day of the week, found in chapter 81, and again it will be recited also in Hebrew. Let's begin. Ram Nazeha Al Hadetit La Asaf Hanimu Lelohim Uze Havu Lelohe Yaakov Su Zenwa Utneto Timo Naim Evnave Tiku Vahore Shofa Bakese Leo Hage Ki Huf La Yisrael Hu Mishpot Lelohe Yaakov Edut Bihoset Sam Bezit Alweet Mizraim Sofat Lo Yadati Eshma Hasivoti Misavel Shiku Kape Midu Tavona Badawa Kawasa Vahalvis Im Vasutra Vaam Echan Alme Mbiva Sela Shema Ame Veeda Ba Yisrael Im Tishmale Lo Yige V El Za Dilo Tishka Habe Leel Neha Anoke Yahava Elohe Hamaal Neewe Mizraim Hasheso Vaamale Veloshama Ame Lakole Vimizreel Lo Avale Va Asahe Bishwemi, Leba, Yoko, Bimoa Zote, Lou, Amé, Shomea, Li, Israël, Bilwake, Yahaleko, Kima, Oeve, Apnea, Vai, Zoe, Ashiv, Yadi, Mazane, Yahava, Yaka Hashulo, Vihe, Ita, Lola, Vaya Akile, Mihalev, Heta, Umige, Devash, Asbeo.
Up the light of this world. Remember now, lines of King David, Ark of the Covenant, Hebrew language, and you must, little children of the world, learn the Ashanti language, learn the ancient Hebrew language.
Israel. But the two them no overstand, you know. Who overstand just overstand, and who no overstand just overstand, you swear me I say. Cause enough of them a praise the lion of the tribe of Judah, and them not of Israel. I want them, a shocking movie again. Yeah.
Give praises to the Holy One of Israel. Praises in a corruption, me not good will. Alright, praises. Holy One of Israel, praises. In a corruption, me no go dwell. All right then.
Them a wonder what kind of song me a sing. To me say Israel and I hear the Israel king.
And them lock up overstanding. Me burn them on them false doctrine. All right then.
When me say Israel, them a wonder and a panda. Them same one I hear the Lion of Judah, which is one of the 12 tribes of Israel. Run go take it out if you think I lie, me a tell God. When Jacob is visited by an angel, that changed his name from Jacob to Israel. In that place Jacob called Peniel. Run go take it out if you think I lie, me a tell. And give praises to the Holy One of Israel. Praises. In a corruption, me no go dwell. Alright, praises to the Holy One of Israel. Praises. In a corruption, me no go dwell. Alright then. Me a feel of the conquering lion, from the line of King David and Solomon. Burn them folly and them fiction. Tell them to back off with them deception. It's a lie, so no pay attention. Put ya in on meditation. Hail to the most high of creation. Let us rise to this occasion.
Yo! And give praises to the Holy One of Israel. Praises. In a corruption, me no go dwell. Alright. Praises to the Holy One of Israel. Praises.
in a corruption, me not go dwell. Alright then, burn them religion and me burn out them lies. Me not go bow to that blue eye guy. This is the truth many try to deny. Yahweh, Ba'ashem, Yahweh Shayan. We have to give thanks and praise to the Most High. Burn the false prophet, the Most High prophesy. In these last days them not get no blight. That's why me have to shout Yahweh and give praise to the Holy One of Israel. Praise in a corruption, me not go dwell. Alright, praise to the Holy One of Israel. Praise in a corruption, me not go dwell. Alright, praise to the Holy One of Israel. Praise
Isis, Isis, yes, Isis, I, here, 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 Rastafari, the Thursday podcast, the Zion podcast, the Upper Room of Zion podcast, right here, 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 fifth day of the Shavuot, here we have the evening, right, the evening psalm, Lord of the evening psalm, yes, I, Psalm 81, and we have today's daily psalm, Psalm 94, which interestingly here in the season is the evening psalm for the Wednesday, the fifth, the fourth day, the middle day. So here, 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 we'll go into some details here on today's daily psalm. But that tune there by Shocking Murray, praises the Holy One of Israel. He says in the relic, he says that they say the Lion of Judah, but they don't say Israel. And Psalm 76, the psalm for the previous day, the first day of September, has the theme of in Judah is Elohim, the power known, his name is great in Israel. Now we share some of the Midrash, the first part of the Midrash that spoke on why Judah, why Yehuda, and the link between Yehuda and the tribes of Ephraim, another name for the 10 tribes of Israel. So here, I'd like to share the second, little part of the second Midrash, continuing to build on the unique relationship and connection between Judah, Yehuda, and Yisrael. But first this, to remind one's here, 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 psalm for the previous light.
Psalm 76. In Judah is God known. His name is great in Israel. In Salem also is his tabernacle and his dwelling place in Zion. There break he the arrows of the bow, the shield, and the sword, and the battle. Selah. Thou art more glorious and excellent than the mountains of prey. The stout-hearted are spoiled. They have slept their sleep, and none of the men of might have found their hands. At thy rebuke, O God of Jacob, both the chariot and horse are cast into a dead sleep. Thou, even thou, art to be feared, and who may stand in thy sight when once thou art angry? Thou didst cause judgment to be heard from heaven. The earth feared and was still when God arose to judgment to save all the meek of the earth. Selah. Surely the wrath of man shall praise thee, the remainder of wrath shalt thou restrain. Vow and pay unto the Lord your God, let all that be round about him bring presents unto him that ought to be feared. He shall cut off the spirit of princes, he is terrible to the kings of the earth. Kings of the earth, 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 kings of the earth.
So the theme here, here, here on Judah, Yehuda, in Yehuda is Elohim, the power known. His name is great in Yisrael. Let's just link it right here with this Burhan Selassie Bob Marley clip right here, here, here.
Being spread all over another country, another way of thinking. I also heard that you eating is also kosher eating. I mean, you're not eating pork and things like that, you know.
Are you Jewish?
Yeah.
Okay.
Rasta.
I don't understand.
Well, I am Rasta with you.
Oh, so it's the same tradition as for the...
The lion of a tribe of Judah.
Hmm.
That must be Jew. Judah.
Yeah.
What's from Jew? I was classed as Judah.
Yehuda.
Lion of Judah shall break every chain.
Another comment on, in Judah is Elohim known. His name is great in Yisrael, in Israel.
Noda'a, Di Yehuda Elohim, Be Yisrael, Gadol Shemo. Why did the tribe of Judah, of Yehuda, merit the kingship? Lamaze, why? Minyanim, why did the tribe, the Mate Yehuda, the Shibte Yehuda, why did the tribe of Judah merit the kingship? In the shade of the dovecote in Jamnia, the disciples, the Talmudim, the disciples ask this very question of Rav Tarfon. Just why did the tribe of Judah merit the kingship? He replied, it was because Yehuda, Judah, confessed to his relations with Tamar. Hear you hear? Midrash, a Midrash note right here on today's psalm on Mizmor Ein Wow. Mizmor Ein Vav, Mizmor Ein Wow. Psalm 76. Here. Refer to Genesis Bereshis, chapter 38. Bereshis, Genesis, chapter 38. For more on the reply of Rav Tarfon to this very question, just why did the tribe of Judah merit the kingship? It was because Judah confessed to his relations with Tamar. Ha Talmudim, the disciples said, it is compensation enough that his confession was accepted as atonement for illicit intercourse. Ha Talmudim, the disciples said, it is compensation enough that his confession was accepted as atonement for illicit intercourse. Rav Tarfon then replied, it was because Judah said, according to Bereshit, according to Genesis chapter 37, verse 26, what profit is it if we slay our brother and conceal his blood? What profit is it if we slay our brother and conceal his blood? Here, Bereshit, Genesis chapter 37, here, verse 26. Vayomer Yehuda, illa echav, illa chayo, ma betza, ki nahrog, eta achinu, v'ksinu eta damo. And Judah said, Vayomer Yehuda, to his brethren, illa echav, illa chayo. Vayomer Yehuda el Chayo, ma betza, what profit, ma betza, ki nahrog, if we slay, ki nahrog, eta achinu, if we slay our brother achinu, and conceal his blood? The casino et damo, and conceal his blood? Vayomer Yehuda, ela echayo, ma betza'a, kia nahroga etachinua wikasino etamo. They said, it is compensation, Ha Talmudim said, it is compensation enough that the saving of a life was accepted as kapar, kippur, as atonement for the sale of a brother into slavery. It is compensation enough that the saving of a life was accepted as atonement, as Kippur, for the sale of a brother into slavery. Rav Tarfon replied to HaTalmidim, to the disciples, it was because Judah said, in the words of Bereshith, Genesis chapter 44, verse 33, now, therefore, let thy servant, I pray thee, abide instead of the lad. Now, therefore, make thy servant, I pray thee, abide instead of the lad. Ve'ata yashevna avdecha tachata hanara eveda la adoni ve'hanara ya'ala ima echav. Hear. Bereshith, Genesis chapter 44, verse 33. Now, therefore, let make thy servant, I pray thee, abide instead of the lad, a bondman to my Lord, la Adoni, we'ata, and now, we'ata, vata, we'ata, yashevna, abide, to stay, to be seated, to be sat up. Yashevna. V'ata yashevna. Abdeka tachata hana'ara. Eveda la'adoni. Now, therefore, make thy servant abdeka. I pray thee, I abide. Yashevna. Instead of the lad, tachat hanar, instead of hanar, the naar, the lad, tachata hanar, instead of the lad, a bondman to my Lord, Ebed la Adoni, and make the lad go up with his brethren. Wihanara ya'ala ima echayo. Wi'ata yashebna abdeka tachata hanara evedla adoni. Wihanara ya'ala ima echayo. They, ha Talmudim, the disciples said, it is required of a guarantor that he stand by his guarantee. HaTalmidim, in response to Rav Tarfon's reply, saying that it was because Yehuda, according to the words of Bereshith, Genesis chapter 44, verse 33, where he says, now, therefore, make thy servant Avdeka, I pray that I abide instead of the lad, HaTalmidim, the disciples said, it is required of a guarantor that he stand by his guarantee. And here, a midrash note right here on this point, standing by his guarantee. Judah, became surety, a pledge, surety for Binyam, for Benjamin. Refer to Bereshith, Genesis chapter 44, verse 32. Here, Yehuda. This is to bring out the point that the disciples made, HaTalmidim, when they said that it's required of a guarantor that he stand by his guarantee. Judah became surety for Binyamin, for Benjamin, according to Bereshith, Genesis chapter 44, verse 32. Rav Tarfon then asked the disciples, if what you say is true, Emet, Bemet, then by virtue of what good deed did the tribe of Judah, the tribe of Yehuda, merit the kingship? By what good deed did the tribe of Yehuda merit the kingship? They, HaTalmidim, answered, it was because the tribe of Yehuda, the tribe of Judah, leaped first into the waves of Hayam, of the sea. It was because the tribe of Judah, of Yehuda, leaped first. first into the waves of the sea. With all the tribes standing, they are, and not one of them going down into Hayam, not one of them going down into the sea. One tribe saying, must I go down first? And the other tribe saying, must I go down first? The tribe of Yehuda, the tribe of Judah, hallowed, sanctified, set apart, ilified Hashem, ilified the name Hashem of HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, of the Holy One, the Isle One, the sanctified, set apart one, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, and went down into Hayam, went down into the sea, into the Etra Bahir, into the Bahir, went down into the sea. Hence, hear, hear, hear the verse, even the verse from Hosea, Hosea chapter 12, verse 1, that reads, but Yehuda, but Judah, moreover, went down with God. V'Yehuda od rada im el. Hear, hear, hear. This translation here from the Sefer Midrash Tehillim brings out this verse here from Hosea, brings out the verse from Hosea 12 and 1, but Judah, Yehuda, moreover went down with El. Here, looking at the Hebrew, from the Hebrew translation, and Judah is yet wayward towards El. Here. Let's bring this out here. We Yehuda, Oda Radaim, El. And here in the KJV, in the King James Version, this verse is found in Hosea chapter 11 at verse 12. Chapter 11 verse 12, the verse here, final part of the verse that reads, But Judah yet ruleth with God, is elsewhere translated as, but Judah, Yehuda, moreover, went down with God. And here, and Judah is yet wayward towards God. The Hebrew, we Yehuda od rad im el. Here KJV has, but Judah yet ruleth with el, the Almighty, with Ha'el, El. Yehuda yet ruleth with El. We Yehuda od rad im el. And here on this particular verse, once again found in the King James Version in Hosea chapter 11 at verse 12, Hebraically found in chapter 12 at verse 1. Here. Let's first touch on this. One translation, waywards towards El. Yehuda, Judah, sinful like Ephraim, will share his fate. The AV, the Authorized Version, and the RV, the Revised Version of the Bible, translate in a complementary sense. But Judah, Yehuda, we Yehuda, yet ruleth with God. But Yehuda, yet ruleth with God. We Yehuda, od rad im El, and is faithful with the Holy One, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with the Holy One. Here in the Authorized Version of the KJV, the Authorized Version, it would read it as, and is faithful with the Holy One or with the saints. In the KJV, in the Authorized Version, with the saints, bringing out the Hebraic sense. And Judah yet ruleth with El, the Almighty Power, and is faithful with HaKadosh, with the Holy One. Some say that neither rendering is satisfactory. Thus we have this verse that is often debated upon as to what is its true proper interpretation translation. Here, the Hebrew, we Yehuda, we Yehuda, we Yehuda, od, rad, im, el, im, el. And the im, el, is like Imanu, Imanu, Imanu in the Hebrew, with us, Imanu, with nu, with us, Imanu, im, with Imanu, el, that El, the power, the almighty, the power is with us. The true good, the true God is with us. The best explanations that proposed by Ehrlich, some say, the verb rad, rad, as we have in we Yehuda, od, rad, rad. The verb, the Hebrew verb rad, means to roam. We have this in Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 31. Aim, aim, aim is translated towards, some say, meaning possessing, possessing. This is brought out in Psalm LXXIII and 25. In Psalm 73 and 25. And the word for faithful is rendered established in 1 Samuel, 1 Shemuel, chapter 3, verse 20. So the meaning of the clause is, but Yehuda, but Judah roams, but Judah rad, roams in search of a deity. Yet has El, yet is Im, El is with El, even the Most High, who has proved true, even the Most High, who has proved true. So here the King James Version translates the second portion of verse 12 in Hosea chapter 11, verse 12, but Judah yet ruleth with El, and is faithful with the saints. Here a more Hebraic bring out of the meaning of the verse, but Yehuda, but Judah roams. The idea of roaming in search of a deity. Yet, Im El is with God, as we have in Immanuel. That El is with us. Yehuda, Im El, has El, is with El, even the Most High who has proved true. So here, bringing this out from the Hebrew, we Yehuda, od rad im El, we im kedoshim ne'eman, and toward the Holy One, kedoshim, also can be translated as the saints, the set apart ones, the kedoshim, v'im kedoshim ne'eman, and towards and with the Holy One, ne'eman, who is faithful, and with the kedoshim, with the saints, ne'eman, ne'eman, faithful, v'im kedoshim ne'eman, we Yehuda, od rada, im ela, we'im kedoshim ne'eman. So here, to bring out the midrash sense here, hence the verse, but Yehuda, Judah, moreover, went down, rad, from yarad, yarad, to descend. So now bringing out that sense of the word rad, in a sense of to descend, to go down from yarad, we Yehuda, Oda Rada Imael, and moreover Yehuda, Judah, went down, descended with El, with the power. That is, Yehuda, Judah, surrendered to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One. Blessed be He, and hallowed, and ilified, made holy, set apart, sanctified, ilified Hashem. Hashem, the name of HaKadosh, of the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, and went down into Hayam, went down into the sea, and by this good deed merited the kingship. And by this good deed merited it the kingship. As is said even in the 114th Psalm, he breaks the second verse, Psalm 114, verse 2. Judah was his hallowing, his sanctifying. Yisrael, Israel, is his dominion. Haita Yehuda likadsho, Yisrael mamashlotav. Judah became his sanctuary, elsewhere translated and brought out as Judah, Yehuda, became his sanctuary. Haita Yehuda likadsho. Here in the Midrash brought out as Yehuda, Judah, was his hallowing, was his sanctifying, was his setting apart, his hallowing, eilifying. Haita Yehuda likadsho, Yisrael mamshilotayo, Yisrael mamshilotayo. Here, the fuller verse, Yehuda, Judah became, Haita can be to become, Haita in a sense was, the context is important, was, became, his hallowing, his eilifying, or his sanctuary, kadisho, likadisho, for him was for a sanctuary, a holy place. Haita, Yehuda likadisho, Yisrael, Israel, Mamshilotav, his dominion, ancient pointing, Mamshilotayo, Yisrael, Mamshilotayo. Because the tribe of Yehuda, of Judah, was the first to go down into Hayam, into the sea, for the hallowing, the setting apart, the eilifying, the sanctifying of Ha'el, of the true good, the true God, of the almighty power. Therefore, the Eretz Yisrael, the land of Israel, became Judah's dominion. And so, in Judah is Elohim known. Shemo, his name, Gadol, great, be Yisrael. In Israel, it means that the name, the Shem, the Hashem, the name of Yehuda, of Judah, is the greatest in Yisrael, in Israel.
Hear. Yes, I hear. The second part of the Midrash, the study from the previous light, the psalm for the previous light, Psalm 76, getting to an interesting verse, the Hosea chapter in the English Bibles will be chapter 11, verse 12, and that part there, the NIV translated as, and Judah is unruly against God. The NASB says that Judah is also unruly against God. But here and getting into the Hebrew, but Judah yet ruleth with God, or Judah went down, Rad, descended with God. Here to bring out the sense from the Midrash of why did Judah merit it? Well, how did they merit it? The kingdom. Here getting into the Hebrew. Let's ride up, just to share that right there. KJV is Hosea chapter 11, verse 12. If you look into the Hebrew, it'll be Hosea chapter 12, verse 1.
For with stammering lips and another tongue,
Lion of Judah shall break every chain. Thank you.
So this brings us right here to today's daily psalm, which is Psalm 94, which also is the evening psalm. The evening psalm for the fourth day called Wednesday. Yay, yay, yay. Here, here, here. Let's just sanctify the name, since Judah hallow, sanctify, set apart the name.
Padamawi, Padamawi.
The whole praise is due for
Majesty. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem.
And bring us here, 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 Psalm 94. Again, let's give ear right
Psalm 94. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth, render a reward to the proud. Lord, how long shall the wicked, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thine heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger, and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Understand, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will ye be wise? He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chastiseth the heathen, shall not he correct? He that teacheth man knowledge, shall not he know? The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity until the pit be digged for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. But judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers, or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. When I said, my foot slippeth, thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by a law? They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous and condemn the innocent blood. But the Lord is my defense, and my God is the rock of my refuge. And he shall bring upon them their own iniquity, and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, the Lord our God shall cut them off.
So here, 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 the Wednesday psalm, the fourth day of the seven, so the middle of the Shabuah, in the midst of the week, Daniel's prophecy speaks about the Messiah being cut off in the middle of the week. So we have the Wednesday, which is the fourth day of the Shabuah, and the evening psalm is today's daily psalm, Psalm 94, and there's a theme of judgment. It's seen the plea for divine judgment. So let's get us an overview and ride up with more right here, here, here.
Mizmor Sadei Dalet. Mizmor Sadei Dalet. Er nekamoti yahu, er nekamot hofia. Hinase shofet haaretz hashev gemul allah gehiv. O Jehovah, thou El, true good, true God, to whom vengeance belongeth. El nekamot Yahuwah, El nekamot Hofia. O Yahuwah, Jehovah, thou El of vengeances, El Nekamot, thou El of vengeances, Hofia, shine forth, Hinase, Shofet Haaretz, lift up thyself, Hinase, thou judge of the earth, Shofet Haaretz. Render to the proud their recompense. Hashem Gemul Allah Geim. Yahweh Jehovah. How long shall the wicked, the ratchet, how long shall the wicked, the ratchet exalt? They gush out, they speak arrogancy. All the workers of iniquity bear themselves loftily. They crush thy people, Yahweh, O Jehovah, and afflict thy heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger and murder the fatherless. They say, Yah will not see, neither will the Elohei Haliyahikov, the God of Jacob, give heed. Wayomru lo yireh Yah, will lo yabin Elohei Yahikov. Consider ye, your brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will y'all understand? He that planteth the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, yea, shall he not see? He that instructeth nations, shall not he correct? Even he that teacheth man knowledge. Yahweh Jehovah knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Happy is the man to whom thou instructest, O Yah, O Jah, and teachest out of thy law. Ashrei Hagever Asher Tiyasa Reinu Yah Ua Mia Toratika Tialama Dein, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of evil, until the pit be digged for the wicked, the ratchet. For Yahweh Jehovah will not cast off or mow his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. For right shall return to justice, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Who will rise up for I against the evildoers? Who will stand up for I against the workers of iniquity? Unless Yahweh Jehovah had been my eye and I and I help, I soul, I psyche had soon dwelt in silence. If I say, my foot slippeth, thy mercy, O Yahweh Jehovah, holdeth I up. When my cares, my dividing, distracting thoughts are many within I, thy thy comforts delight my soul. Shall the seed of wickedness, ratchetness, have fellowship with thee, I, which frameth mischief by statute? They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous and condemn innocent blood. But Yahweh Jehovah hath been my high tower, and highly high, the rock of my refuge, with El High Lizora Machesi, and he hath brought upon them all of them own iniquity, and will cut them off in their own evil. Yatza mitemi Yahweh Eloheinu, for Jehovah I Elohim will cut them off.
sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong, 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 Shabbat strong.
Psalm 94 for the daily psalm. As Psalm 94 is the fourth day, called Wednesday's evening psalm. And it's a plea for divine, for divine judgment. Just to give a little brief overview, and we're going to segue this with this 51st sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong right here, here, here. Nitzavim. Komachuchal, one standing, you all standing. Worlam Harik, Komachuchal. In the groundation, we have Nitzavim. Now, the Nitzav and Natzav, that's found in Psalm 82. We have Psalm 82 that reads, "For Elohim, for God, standeth in the congregation of the mighty, he judgeth among the gods," or among the judges. So we touched on that a couple of days, a day or so earlier, but linking the Natzav. Natzav means to stand, but it's not the usual word for standing. So Nitzavim, it could mean, you know, Omdim, you know what I mean, in that sense. And that would be just the regular opposite of sitting. But it's standing for a purpose, and the link right there with ratifying the covenant, putting in effect the Gal Kidan, the word of agreement, as Moshe here in the fifth book, here in Deuteronomy, is giving his farewell sermon, but also an exhortation and a warning to the new generation, the children of the previous disobedient generation, right here. So he's reminding them of what happened before, and giving them counsel on what they should do. So here, plea for divine judgment. The tone, the style, and the manner of this mizmor, this psalm, this chant, it contrasts sharply with the preceding Psalm 93 and the succeeding psalms. Now, the succeeding psalm, Psalm 95, what's interesting is Psalm 95 to Psalm 99, are the first of the psalms to be chanted on the Friday evening, the Erev, Shabbat, the eve of the Sabbath. And they have a different tone, a different vibe, we can say. But here in the middle of it all, we have a plea for divine judgment. So there's a difference, sharp difference in the tone of this chant, of this Isis, the style of this Isis, and the matter. Like, what is the subject matter? Far from Jah's sovereignty, the sovereignty of who he be, his divine majesty, being acknowledged and enforced over the earth, the earthly plane, as he be earth's rightful ruler, what do we have? A state of moral chaos that prevails, in which justice, tzedek, justice, truth, right, tzedek, justice of Malkiah Tzedek of Melchizedek is denied to those who need its protection, its guidance, and protection most. Some say, Manalbat, perhaps, Ulai, in this very idea is its place within the group of psalms here to be explained, because in a sense it's like kind of outside of the series of psalms, seem to have a more upful, you could say, joyful, positive, Jah's king, Jah's ruler vibe, and boom, right here. It's, "O Jehovah, thou El, thou power, to whom vengeance belongeth, thou power, El Nikamot, thou power, El, source of Nikamot." Not just a vengeance, in the Hebrew it's plural, of vengeances, thou power, thou source of vengeances, to whom vengeances belong, if thou source of vengeances, Hophiah, sound like fire, Hophiah is shine forth, illuminate, shine forth. So Psalm 93, XCII, it proclaims the previous psalm, Psalm 93, it proclaims an ideal. What is the ideal? Right? What is the pattern, the ideal? In other words, what is the summit, you know, that summit by the great Irator, that's the ideal there. Now this psalm, today's daily psalm and the Wednesday evening psalm, Psalm 94, this chant, this mizmor, this Isis, it dwells upon the stark realities, the reality that disclose so different a state of things, of teams, of things. The following psalms, which are the Shabbat, the Eve, the Erev Shabbat psalms that we chant, we ride up on the Friday evening, Psalm 95 to 99, in that order right there, including Psalm 29. But the following psalms, they resume the joyful note because of unshakable assurance. Jah insurance in the ultimate realization of the ideal, which is the victory of the good over the evil. But then the question comes up, who are the downpressers and the downpress in Psalm 94? Who are the so-called oppressors, but they're not pushing us up, they're downpressing I and I, word, sound, power. So who are the downpressers and who are the downpressed? According to one Targum in the Hebrew is a word for interpretation. The Royal Amharic would say it as Tirgum. So Targum, kind of like tomato, tomato. But the interpretation, the Targum, is that it's foreign nations, Ferenjoch, it's the Goyim, the heathen, the Gentiles, international community that are acting ruthlessly against Yisrael, the once lost, now found, the Beit Yisrael, the Beit Israel, I and I. Now, the other interpretation, Targum, it holds that it's lawless, Torahless, Jah guidance and instructionless Israelites, B'nai Yisrael, sons of Israel, Israelites that deal unjustly, unrighteously with their brethren. So it's usually, from I and I study, we agree with the note here that the latter is the view that should be adopted here in today's Psalm, Psalm 94. In some psalms, David is burning fire on ratchet Israelites. In other psalms, there's fire that's being burnt on heathen nations, other nations. And here, this psalm is the fire burn upon lawless, jawless Israelites. And that brought to mind this Torah reading and feeding Nitzavim. That brought to mind Nitzavim, the sabbatical and the Q&A, some of the questions, the sabbatical chat, come, make a reason. Rastafari sabbatical reasoning here, some of the Q&As. And I'd like to share this here and go over to more of today's psalm. According to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, after the Order of Malkiah Tzedek, today's Psalm, Psalm 94. But hear this right here. We're dealing with questions 8 and 9. But hear this right here. Yes, sir. The segue.
So hear. This 51st sabbatical study for this Shabbat, strong Nitzavim, one standing, Nitzavim. So here, going through some of the Rastafari, sabbatical chat, the table talk, here. We address the synopsis, the overview of this 51st sabbatical study. Also some of the basic what, where, who, why, what does the word Nitzavim mean. Picking up here with this 51st and the Torah reading and feeding, Deuteronomy chapter 29, verses 10. To chapter 30, verse 20. Also the where were the people standing? Since Nitzavim means one standing, Natzav. Also the connection with the word Natzav, to stand, Nitzavim, one standing. And the Tuesday evening psalm, the psalm for the third day of the Shabuah, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, as well as according to modern Judaism among the Yehudi nowadays, that is also the evening psalm. And we find an earlier point of reference in the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. So that there brings proof that this was an ancient chant. There were certain psalms that were the evening psalm. And here we have the daily psalm. So Psalm 82 here in the season, as well as the evening psalm, has that key with corrupt judges, the Shoftim of Yisrael. It says in the Torah reading and feeding that you shall have Shoftim, the Shoftim, the 48th sabbatical study, you shall have judges and officers in all thy gates. Shoftim with Shotarim. Purpose, the reason, so that there be justice. Tzedek, Tzedek, Terdof. Also the who was present during the convocation, the Mikra Kodesh, that set apart Ayla, outcalled assembly. Picking up with Deuteronomy chapter 29, verses 10 to 11. Why? Also the why. Lamaze. Why were they gathered together by Moshe? Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 12. Why did Moshe say Hayom, or today? Ha Elohim is establishing you, y'all, as his nation. When this had been expressed earlier during the Har Sinai revelation, during the Mount Sinai revelation. So some of the connections here is Deuteronomy 29, verse 13, Exodus chapter 6, verse 7, Exodus chapter 19, verse 5. Also, who else were made parties to this berit, to this kal kidan, this word agreement, this berit, this covenant, according to Deuteronomy Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 29, verses 14 to 15. Then we have sealed up, I think, the seventh of the basic Parsha, Rastafari sabbatical studies, the basic questions for the 51st sabbatical study, the 51st Nitzabim. We had come to the fulfillment with what does the Hebrew word Arevut or Arevut, modern Hebrew, Arevut, 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 ancient, the ancient pointing, Arev, Erebut, 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 that guttural sound, Erebut, modern Hebrew, Arevut. What does that word mean? Bringing out the sense of I and I, mutual I and I responsibility, and the key phrase, expression, call Yisrael, Arevim, Zebaze. All of Yisrael is responsible for one another, I and I, brother's keeper, that word there being brought forward. In the Arevut, Arevut, call Yisrael. We say, call Rastafari, Arevim, Zebaze. So the key, the Zebaze, one for another. Eres beresacho, eres beresachin. Is responsible, eres beresachu. The I and I is responsible, one for another. Hebraically, ze, baze. Literally, ze means this, baze. That, this and this, this and this, that and that. To bring out the sense of one for another. So the Hebraic idea, the seed of erevut, erevut, or arevut, it entails that the I and I indeed be I and I brother's keeper. Now picking up here, continuing, another why question. Why? Lama, lemon, lama, lama in the Hebrew, lemon, bamarinya, lama, lama, why? Why does Moshe mention, he first mentions the idols of Mitzrayim, of Egypt, and HaGoyim, and the Goye HaAretz? So why does Moshe, he first of all begins by mentioning in Deuteronomy, Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 29, verses 16 to 19, he first mentions, right, the so-called gods or the idols of Mitzrayim, of Kemet, of Egypt, and HaGoyim, and the nations, the nationalities, you'll say the heathen, the other people, other than called Yisrael. Why does he begin firstly by mentioning that? Now, it's interesting that he mentions the idols, right, the no gods of Mitzrayim, of ancient Egypt, or Kemet, and the key is the conjunction, and HaGoyim, and the other nations. It's also because of ancient Egypt's role in civilization and other peoples picking up and continuing that which we can say was earlier, if not first started, but earlier started by ancient Kemet or ancient Mitzrayim. So that link right there that some of the Kemetic scholars and others might go into, that, you know, they go get all this from Egypt. Even today we talk about Freemasonry and the preponderance, the heavy so-called pseudo-Egyptology influence that we find in Freemasonry and the so-called Illuminati among the Gentiles. So the Gentiles' link with ancient Egypt is also very, very significant. That Moshe, he first mentions the so-called idols or the no gods of Mitzrayim, a.k.a. of Kemet, and of Hagoyim, and of the nations, of the nationalities. Now here, in Nitzavim, Devarim Nitzavim, Kaf 8, here in the 29th chapter, getting to the quote right here, verses 16 to 19, here we're looking at the Chumash, so it might be a little bit different, but here's the general sense. Here's what it says, and ye and y'all have seen their detestable things, their detestable things, things, and their idols, wood and stone, silver and gold, that were with them. Verse 17, lest there should be among you man or a woman, man or woman or family or tribe, whose heart turneth away this day from Yahuwah Eloheinu, from Jehovah, he who be our power, Yahuwah Eloheinu, to go to serve the Elohim, to serve the Elohim, or here in the Hebrew we have right here the Elohei Hagoyim, the gods of the nations, of the nationalities, lest there should be among you a root that beareth gall and wormwood. Now, significant that we have even in the Chazon Yohanan, in the revelation of Yohanan or Johannes, in Johannes Rai, in the revelation of John, this mention of wormwood, and the other places in the scripture that we have wormwood. So what is gall? What is gall? And what is wormwood? Because here it states in the 17th verse of Devarim of Deuteronomy chapter 29 verse 17, lest there should be among you man or woman or family or tribe. So beginning, starting from the singular, man or woman or family or tribe, whose heart turneth away this day from Jehovah, our power, I and I source, to go to serve the sources or gods, powers, philosophy, ideologies of those nations. Notice it says those nations, plural. So Egypt and the nations. So even Torah, scripture points out the significance of ancient Mitzrayim, ancient Kemet, and the other nations. And we even see it today with, as we mentioned, Freemasonry, the preponderance, the overwhelming Egypt or Egyptology influence among the Freemasons, among the Gentiles, among so-called white supremacists, the Anglo-American, the world order, right, in these times of the Gentiles. And then it goes on to say, lest there should be among you a root. So it's a root. A what? A root. What kind of root? A root that beareth gall and wormwood. So question, what is gall and what is wormwood, especially in this context? And here, verse 18, and it come to pass when he heareth the words of this curse, of this consequence, right? He heareth the divrei ha'Allah. Ha'Allah Hazot. Now here it has Allah, Ha'Allah, the Allah Hazot. Now what are the different words it uses for curses, right? Sometimes we'll bring out the translation in the English for the English speakers and hearers from the Hebrew, understand the Hebrew mind as the consequences. But there are different words that are used. Here it says Dibrei Ha'Allah, Ha'Allah Hazot. Ha'Allah Hazot, right? And that there translated as words of this curse. Ha'Allah Hazot. Ha'ala, the Allah, the curse. Hazot, the this. That he bless himself. So it says, and it come to pass because of this. So here we're getting a object lesson, a context, even like a case law application of the commandment, the mitzvah, called the Ten Commandments or the Ten Words. Wahaya b'shamo, wahaya b'shamo, et dibrei ha'ala hazot. And it come to pass, wahaya, v'haya, wahaya, when he heareth, b'shamo, b'shamo, when he shamo, b'shamo, in hearing, when he heareth, et dibrei, the words of dibrei, ha'ala, hazot, the words of this curse, that he bless himself. Now, this idea nowadays of bless, bless up, bless down, bless yourself, big up yourself, bless yourself. This here reminds I and I of this here, 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 here. And he do what? He bless himself in his heart, saying, I shall have peace. Now, the idea of peace, Hebraically, more than just a religious so-called idea in counterfeit Christianity, in the Hebraic context, peace, shalom, is trifold because man was created in the image and after the likeness of Ha Elohim, of Ha Shlush Ha Kadosh, Kedush Salase, he who be, who he be. So man is a tripartite, man is a trinity, man has spirit, soul, and body. So peace, shalom, well-being in his spirit, shalom, well-being in his soul, his psyche, psychologically speaking, well-being, and well-being in his body, his physical, physical health, and also his wealth. So shalom and peace also covers one's wealth as well, as one's wealth, right, what one has or that profit that they make, and you know, financially, economically speaking, also contribute to either to or against one's overall state of shalom. This is why the greeting in Hebrew is ma shlomcha, ma shlomcha. Denana, it's like the Amharic dena, well, are you well, are you good, but the idea more is, are you well, dena, as dena, Ethiopically, according to the Royal Amharic, comes from that root that we have, medchane, medan, salvation. So saving, are you saved? Are you saved? Denane, right? But brings out the sense, are you well? Ma shlomcha, ma what? Shlomcha, speaking to a male. Ma shlomech, ma shlomech, ma shlomech, and speaking to a woman. But here it says that this one, when they hear the words of this curse, the Dibrei Ha'ala Hazot, that this one shall bless himself, lest they bless themselves in their heart, saying, I shall have peace, though I walk in the stubbornness of my heart. So also to define Hebraically heart and heart to cup. What does the heart mean Hebraically? We're not just speaking of the so-called physical, the physical heart. Even the ancients wasn't speaking of the physical heart. We have, I think it's in the proverb, the wisdom books of Shlomo HaMelech, of Solomon, it says that the wise man, right, the wise person's heart, right, is on their right side, and the foolish heart, the foolish person's heart, is on their left side. So the natural, carnal, heart is on the left side. So this shows even from the scriptures that when heart is mentioned in the twofold, or the Hebrew, the two truths. Right, the two truths Hebraically. There is the physical, the phi cycle, and the metaphysical. So there's like the outer type, and then there's the inner type. So this one shall say, I shall have peace. They shall say what? Say what? They say what? That they shall have peace. Lemor shalom yihyeh li. They shall say shalom, peace. Peace in spirit, soul, body, health, wealth. They shall have, I shall have peace. I shall have peace. Shalom yihyeh li. Though, although, ki bisharirut li bi. Stubbornness of my heart for key four, B, Sherirut, 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 the stubbornness, Libi, my heart, Elek, 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 walk, though I walk in the stubbornness of my heart, that the waters, that the watered be swept away with the dry, that the what? So this is like an ancient kind of phraseology, right? According to the culture, the context, the predilections of the people. Here's something that one would say, I will have peace, shalom, it will be all well with me, even though I walk in the stubbornness of my heart, because, you know, it says, when this one shall hear the words of this curse, they'll do what? They'll bless themselves. They'll bless themselves. And notice, it says that this one will bless themselves in their heart, in their mind, their inner mind, right, their inner thinking, and they will say, I shall have peace, though I walk in the stubbornness of my heart, that the watered be swept away with the dry. Now, this right here, 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 this is from the Chumash, right? This is the translation that's side by side and alongside with the Hebrew. So let's here go to the King James translation to chapter 29. Now, this is after chapter 28, which has a few of the blessings, but the majority of the curses, consequences of disobedience. So here, 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 in this verse right here, it says right here, and it shall come to pass when he heareth the words of this curse that he shall bless himself in his heart, saying, I shall have peace, though I walk in the stubbornness, though I walk in the imagination. Here, KJV brings out, though I walk in the imagination of mine heart. All right, so we have key, B, Sherirut, B, Sherirut, B, Sherirut, Libi. One translation, stubbornness of my heart. Here KJV says, in the imagination of mine heart, to do what? To add drunkenness to thirst. Now, the more older archaic expression, that the water be swept away with the dry. That the what? That the water, li ma'an, sifot, ha, rawa, ha, rawa, ha, ha, rava, ha, rawa, et ha hatzmeya, et hatzmeya. So the older, the archaic expression, that the water to be swept away with the dry. The phrase sometimes can be variously explained, right? The idea is that I may add to his punishment for sins, for uckeries hitherto committed inadvertently, which I had overlooked, the penalty for his willful misdeeds, and so punish him for them all. Watered, the idea of watered, Hebraically means drunkenness, watered. So the old expression that the watered be swept away with the dry is brought forward in a kind of a modern sense of to add drunkenness to thirst. So watered means drunkenness, the condition in which one is irresponsible, when one is watered, watered, drunken. Dry signifies thirst, thirst, being thirsty, being thirsty. This is a description, note this, thirst and thirsty, nowadays a lot of the youths and the popular saying nowadays is one is thirsty or so-and-so was thirsty or I was thirsty or you're thirsty. Thirst here is a descriptive of deliberate action from desire. So thirst, in its root sense, even explains the unconscious, pseudo-conscious sense of people nowadays. Woke folk talk about this one thirsty, that one thirsty. The true Hebraic meaning is descriptive of deliberate action from desire. Thirst, deliberate action from desire. Yehuda Halevi, right? Halevi has well explained watered as a metaphor for the righteous. Watered is a metaphor for the righteous, the tzaddik, and dry for harasha, the rishaim of the ratchet, the wicked. Case in point is Jeremiah chapter XVII 6 and 8, chapter 17, Jeremiah chapter 17, verses 6 and 8. Now there's the verb, sifot, sifot, lima'ana, sifot, ha, rava, eta, hat, ameya. That's the fuller verse right there. We have sifot. Sefot means to add, Sefot, le ma'an, so that Sefot, to add. Hence the sense is, I, although rasha, although defiant, and the word rasha, 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 wicked, Hebraically has a sense of being defiant, being rash or rasha, being wicked, being rash, right? Defiant. So the sense of this here is that when the ratchet will hear this and ignore the words that are written right here, they're going to try to bless themselves. One's blessing themselves. Bless yourself. Big up yourself. Bless yourself. What they're actually saying deep down is, I, although wicked, ratchet, will be added to the righteous and so escape the curse. This is the idea right here, here, here. I, although rasha, defiant, will be added to the righteous, ha tzadiki, and so escape ha'ala hazot, ha'ala hazot, escape the divrei, the words of ha'ala hazot, of this cuss, of this curse. This is the sense right here. Now, why is this important? Well, this is important even with the psalms that we have, the evening psalm. In fact, in this Shabbat, we see two evening psalms, one the 82nd psalm with Natzab and Nitzabim. The next one is Psalm 94. Psalm 94, since Psalm 94, according to some interpretations, Targums, foreign nations are acting ruthlessly against Yisrael. Right? Who are the downpressers and the downpress in Mizmor Sadai Dalet in Psalm 94? A plea for divine judgment. So who are the downpressers and who are the downpress? Some from Psalm 94 define them as foreigner, foreign, foreign nations, right? The Goye Haaretz, the Gentiles of the nations, the United Gentiles, the United Heathen, right, are acting ruthlessly against Yisrael. Others hold that it's lawless Israelites, lawless Bnei Yisrael, lawless sons of Israel that deal unjustly with their brethren, that deal unjustly with the Chaburim. Now, it's the latter view that is usually adopted, and we also adopt that latter view to the evening psalm. We have that psalm right there as the, you know, the evening psalm, right? The evening psalm for the middle of the Shabuah, known as Wednesday or the fourth day of the Shabuah, according to the royal order and ancient Yehudinet, ancient Judaism, so to speak, right? That was one of the ancient chants that was chanted in HaHekal, in the Beit Mikdash, in the temple, by Halloween, by the priests and the Kohanim. Now, here, 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 the link right here is interesting because this is an example of, we could say, some such ratchet amongst Jah people who are Jah people, but they act ratchetly because they hear the tokaha, right? They hear the chastisement, the reproof, and they ignore the reproof and think that they will still be blessed, and then they'll bless themselves. So why does Moshe first mention the no gods, the so-called idols of Mitzrayim, of Gibbets, of Kemet, so to speak, and Hagoyim, and the other nations that were from ancient times influenced by Kemet? In Deuteronomy chapter 29, verses 16 to 19, it's because Moshe did this to warn Ha'am, to warn Jah people, not to allow their hearts, right, their subjective ways of thinking to stray, right, stray from Ha'elohim, from Ha'elohim, Alahayim, from the true good, the true God, from the power, and to worship such no gods, or the gods of other people, of Mitzrayim, of Kemen, of other nations, nationalities. Note that there's a progression that's used here from a singular, right, the singularity of a man or a woman, then it moves to a family. So how a man, father, mother, man, or woman may influence now others in their mispacha or their bait, their family, and then to an entire tribe. So even if it's a whole tribe, so numbers matters not. Clickbaiting matters not. You know what I'm saying? So right here, it says, Jehovah will not be willing to pardon him. Verse 19, here from Devarim, Deuteronomy 29 and 19. Jehovah, Yahuwah, will not be willing to pardon him. Lo, Yoveh, Yahuwah, Siloach Lawu. He who be, who he be, Yahweh, will not be willing to pardon him. Lo, Yoveh, Yahuwah, Siloach Lawu, Siloach. Siloah, Salach, Salach, Salakia, some would say, Siloah, lo, to pardon him. But then the anger, what? But then the anger, ki az, ya ishan af, Yahuwah, ki az, for then, Yet ishan, to smoke, right? The smoke of the anger, right? The anger of Jehovah, the idea is to smoke, right? And his zealousy be kindled against that man, and all the curse that is written in this cipher shall lay down up on him. And Jehovah Yahweh, shall blot out his name, Shemo, from under Shemayi. So we have here in the fuller full. Now, another question, companion question is, what is a root producing fruit of poison and bitterness? What is a root, elsewhere as a root that beareth gall and wormwood, that is to say, a root producing fruit of poison and bitterness. Poison and bitterness. What is this to say? A root of bitterness. It refers to a person who falls into such self-deception and lack of emunah, lack of admittance, lack of the true amen, the true admittance as true, right? Not much a sense of knowing, but admitting, right, as true, accepting as true, right, to be lived. But they fall into self-deception and lack of believity, right, in the Almighty, and go on to bless himself in his heart, saying, I will be safe, though I walk in the stubbornness of my heart. Now compare that with Hebrews, the epistle to the Hebrews, in the Brit Chadasha, chapter 12, verse 15, where this idea is connected to a lack of the grace, the chesed of Hailehim, the chesed, the grace, right, that loving kindness, the grace of the power of the source. This person, this kind of person, even among Yisrael, Israel, is a practical atheist. A practical atheist will assuredly come and comes under Jah's curse, the consequences that he has so said, as defined earlier in the Tokacha portion of Moshe's speech, of his sermon. Ha'el, Ha'el, the Almighty Power. Jah will not forgive that sort of person, since there is no atonement, there is no Kippur, there is no atonement, no covering for the Ukkari, for Ha'chet, right, of lack of Emunah, lack of faith, we can say, lack of believity, lack of accepting as true he who be who he be, His Majesty, the Almighty. The phrase, adding drunkenness to thirst, may also refer to the constant craving, the cravings, or it may refer to the judgment that will befall all Yisrael. There's a judgment that befalls now Yisrael. Remember the principle of Arevut, right? Arevut, I and I responsibility. Call Yisrael Arevim, Zeh Bazeh. All of Israel is responsible for one another. So the judgment, the divine judgment, as we have in Psalm 94, the divine judgment that will befall call Yisrael for allowing this person to continue in their apostasy and their falling away, right, in the common unity, in the community, and everyone just kind of looks the other way, right? And then we have Deuteronomy chapter 29 at verse 22, right? At verse 22, because it says, and that the whole land thereof is brimstone and salt and a burning, that it is not sown nor beareth, nor any grass groweth therein, like the overthrow of Sodom and Gomorrah, Admah and Zeboiim, that Yahuwah, Jehovah, overthrew in his anger and in his wrath. So there. See the connection right there? So who causes famine? Who causes famine? God or man? Question. Does it not say in Psalm 68, the Jah Psalm? Does it not say in Psalm 68, the Ethiopia shall stretch forth her hands to Elohim Psalm? Does it not say in that same Psalm that the rebellious, right, the rebellious dwell in a dry land?
Scatter thou the people that delight in war. Princes shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. O sing praises unto the Lord. Selah.
Yes. A little segue right there, linking this 51st sabbatical study, some of the Q&As, the questions, the reasonings right there, with today's Psalm 94. And here the Ethiopians with Conquering Lion of Judah.
Getting into a little more of the studies on today's daily psalm. Here. Vengeance, sharp vengeance.
Psalm 94. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth. O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth. Render a reward to the proud. Lord, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thine heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger, and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Understand, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will ye be wise? He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chastiseth the heathen, shall not he correct? He that teacheth man knowledge, shall not he know? The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity, until the pit be digged for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. But judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. And I said, my foot slippeth. Thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by a law? They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous and condemn the innocent blood. But the Lord is my defense. My God is the rock of my refuge. And he shall bring upon them their own iniquity and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, the Lord our God shall cut them off.
Yes, yes, Jah says, vengeance, vengeance is mine, says Jehovah. And as we study the Torah and the scripture and the pattern and the example, when Yisrael is in the right, Yisrael is his hand, it's his tool, it's his man for the execution of such vengeance and such judgment. We have it even in the scripts where Jah commanded the tribes to mete out vengeance, nekama, nekamot upon Midian and others. But here, before we ride up, just to give ones and ones a time check right here. Got about 15 minutes right here before the grace period. So those in the live stream, those listening to the live stream, a reminder to call in. Here, 515-602-9761, 515-602-9761, or catch on the replay. Even ones and ones can check it out, like in the early hours, you know, of the morning, or New Light when they're traveling, can listen to bits and bytes, yes, I, or a particular section of the podcast, the broadcast, that may be hopefully of some edification, some building up, and some interest. But here with Nitzavim, let's just touch on Nitzavim, just to build on some of the basic Q&A's questions so we can get to reason and understand and understand and overstand it better. So we had left off on the ninth Q&A question and answer for this sabbatical study, Rastafari sabbatical reasoning here for Nitzavim. One standing. Once again, standing from Nitzav, it means to stand upright, to be established in a sense as a pillar. The usual Hebrew word for standing in the same plural sense, we have omdim. The word nitzabim has the idea in it of strength, like taking a powerful stance, like hold your position, ayah, hold your position. though you will suffer through the curses, the corporate curses, we say corporate because not so much individual, but upon all Yisrael, as it were, especially over 400 years, though I and I people suffered the curses, the consequences for disobedience, in the end times of the nations, the Gentiles, the rule of the Gentiles, the nations, the United Nations, the other nations, the Anglo-American nations, that's also a part of, byproduct of, the consequences of the curse. And the end of days is the end of the times of the nations and the end of the time of the nation states. So in the end times of the nation states, Einai is called to rise, get up, stand up, to rise up, to take a stand. Nitzabim atem, nitzabim. Ha'el, ha'el, ha'elohim will preserve Yisrael, the power, the true God. And there's the covenant. We got a reason on it more because it's called the covenant of salt. What does that mean, covenant of salt? Remember what the Savior, Robeinu, Einai Rabbi, the Rabbi of Rabbis, Yeshua HaNotri, Jesus Christos, what he had said, you know, concerning salt, like ye are the, Einai are the salt of the earth. Salt is interesting. It's like if you just rub salt in your skin, you figure like, oh, my skin is all right, but you rub salt and your skin starts burning, like you have a cut. It kind of can expose and cure any wounds. It's often and has been used in that sense. Also to flavor, one may say, food. Of course, all things in moderation, and the real kind of salt, not the Babylon, not what Babylon makes, the little rock crystals that they give people. But here, got 11 minutes counting down. We'll just touch on a couple of questions, maybe the 10th and the 11th question right here. What purpose? What purpose is given for retribution upon Yisrael? Picking up Deuteronomy chapter 29, zooming in on verses 22 to 28. Ha'el, the El, Ha'el, the power, true good, true God, his punishment would be seen by Hagoyim, by the nations, the nationalities, the international community, by the United Nations, and everyone would understand, and come to overstanding that it could not have come about by chance. What has happened to black and brown people, especially over here, the diaspora, especially in the Americas and the Caribbean, this could not have happened by chance, like a roll of the dice, so to speak. No. The nations, Hagoyim, would then and are becoming more and more cognizant and recognizing that because Jah people, the once lost now found, the Beit Yisrael, the Beta Israel, had abandoned Habrit, the covenant, the Al-Kidan, Exiavi, the sustainer, Ha'elohim, Ha'elohim, he sent retribution just as he had promised. And by this, this will glorify Jah's holiness, his set apartness, and his righteousness, even among and amongst Hagoyim, among the other nations and nationalities. Now, notice that the punishment of exile, of the diaspora, the exile, even after these 400 years, that punishment of exile came from the Tokaha. Tokaha, it's an interesting word, Tokaha. It can be like reproof, rebuke. It's like admonition. Right, all these things were written for our admonition, and the admonition was given in Leviticus, the third book, Leviticus chapter 26, verses 32 to 33, and therefore the entire curse, consequence that's written in the Sefer, Hebrew word Sefer, right, sound like cipher, the Sefer is the book, the entire Torah, entire direction instruction, not simply the terms as stated in this Torah reading and feeding right here, the 51st. Question 11, we got about 9 or so minutes counting down. Was the covenant, and this is an important question since we've been grinding and reasoning on this whole unconditional idea. It sounds nice, but if you are a logical, reasonable thinker, you recognize it sounds nice, but it's almost like a kind of a con game in a sense. Was the covenant given to Yisrael, to Israel, conditional or not? Is the covenant conditional or unconditional? Even with the new covenant, the Brit Chadash, is it conditional or unconditional? Many folks will say unconditional because that's what many other folks will say. That's what the nations say. That's what the world say. And in a sense, we can go back to questions, was it 8 and 9? You know, those who hear the consequences here in this word and say it doesn't apply to the once lost, now found. But question, was the covenant, the Al Kidan? Al Kidan, we refer to the covenant as the word, the Al Kidan, the word covering, the Berit. Was it given to Yisrael? Was it conditional or unconditional? We have the Barim, Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 28. Well, according to the scripts, it was conditional. It was based on the terms and conditions, the terms and conditions. Even the new covenant, the Brit Chadash, the new covenant, is conditional. I know many ones will say it's unconditional, for God so loved the world. Yeah, read the rest of the verse. Don't have them do this hokey pokey, this kind of scam, the sham with you. They'll quote part of the verse. For God so loved the world. Yeah, but if you read on, that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever should believe in him will not perish, but have eternal life. So that means that if one don't believe, be liberty in the Son, in the Bein Elohim Chayim, the Son of the Living Power, then they're going to get punished. They're going to get judged. It says it. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe in him, admit in him, will not perish. So they'll perish if they don't believe in him, even though he so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just want to just get through that right there because I know one's want to maybe, because I know you heard it so much and you told a lot of people about it, and maybe one is caught up on pride. What did you talk about? A root, right? A root producing fruit of poison and bitterness. So when you told the truth, you get bitter. Interesting, in the Hebrew, the word for bitterness is also the word for rebellion. Just a little interesting note there. But it is conditional. Conditional based on the terms and conditions of Har Sinai, of the Sinai and Moab. Here we have the covenant with a new generation being made at Moab. And it's interesting here, even over the past 100 years, going back to the Roaring Twenties and I and I peoples, the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews before us, known as the Morris Zionist, you know, the Morris Zionist Temple of the Moorish Jews, then in 1930, the coronation of the King of Kings, the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. So it was both given at Sinai, and again, here in this Torah reading and feeding, at the place called Moab. However, the earlier Yea and Amens, the promises made to the patriarchs, this is the key, what was made to the patriarchs were unconditional, since they were based on his unconditional oath. So even if he only finds a small remnant of the people that it's from the seed of the patriarchs, to them he will pour out his loving kindness. Now note that the phrase, as you are today, as you are today, refers to the state of Jah people at the time, the Iowa that Moses spoke. They were still in the desert. They were still wandering about without a homeland. Sounds much like I and I people even today, even right now. So here, just to touch on that. So the covenant, it was conditional. But that promise that was given, the promises, note the word, we didn't say covenant, but the promises made to the patriarchs, even the Hebrew trinity of patriarchs, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that was unconditional. It was based on Jah's, his own swearing by himself, his unconditional oath. So here, we're at the 11th, got a couple of more reasonings, a couple more questions, take it in bite-sized portions. But here, riding up to the Midrash right here, give ones and ones the time and opportunity, if they're willing, to call in and give ear. Faith comes by hearing by the word. Here, Sister Aisha on the theme of Psalm 94, Jah Vengeance.
Rewind and come back, Selector.
Yeah, here, just to make mention, right here, a dedication to the great Lee Scratch Perry. Yes, I, one of I and I, say ancestors now, Dub Wise, here, as we play this here, Blackboard Jungle for the Midrash, here, the Midrash, Livicator,
Lee Scratch. Welcome to Blackboard Jungle. So don't you fumble, just be humble.
Psalm 94. El Nekamot Yahwa El Nekamot Hofia. Ocha, the power of vengeance, the power of vengeance. Show forth. El Nekamot Yahwa El Nekamot Hofia. First verse of today's daily psalm, Mizmor Tzadai Dalet, Tzadai Dalet, Psalm 94. O Jehovah, the power of vengeance, show forth. These words are to be considered in the light, the illumination of what Scripture says elsewhere. Even in Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 45, verses 14 to 15. Thus saith Yahuwah, thus saith Jehovah, the labor of Egypt, and the merchandise of Ethiopia, and of the Sabians, men of stature, shall come over to thee. And they shall be thine. They shall make supplication to thee, I. But Israel said, surely power is in thee, and there is none else. There is no other God, but thou art power that hideth itself. Ko Hamari Yahuwah. Yigi'ah Mitzrayim, Uwa Sechar Kush, Uwa Sirayim Anshe Midah Aleik, Ya'eporu Witlaik, Yehriu Achreik, Yeleku Ba Zikim Ya'eboru with Elaik Ishetachu Elaik Yita Palalu Ak Bak El with Ein Oda Efes Elohim. KJV translation,
thus saith Yahuwah, thus saith Jehovah, the labor of Egypt and merchandise of Ethiopia and the Sabians, men of stature, shall come over to thee, I, and they shall be thine. They shall come after thee, in chains they shall come over, and they shall fall down to thee, I. They shall make supplication to thee, I. Surely, surely the true good, the true God, in thee, I, and there is none, no one else, there is
no
Elohim, true good, true God. Aken, Ata El, Nistatir Elohei Israel, Moshiach. Verily, thou, the I, art a Elohim, true good, true God, that hidest thyself, O Elohim of Israel. Aken, Ata El, Nistatir Elohei Israel Moshiach. What is the import of surely, surely the power is in thee, I. Surely power is in thee, I. Ach, Bach, El. Surely power is in the eye. Ach, Bach, El. Surely El, the true good, the true God, is in the eye. Ach, Bach, El. What is the meaning? This is explained by the verse, by the verses going on to say, but thou, the I, male, art power that hidest itself. The I, male, art power that hidest itself. Aken, ata el, mistatir. That is, quote, there is power in the eye, male, but it is unrevealed. Make thy power show forth. Hence here, the power of vengeance show forth. El nikamot hofia. El Nikamo Tahofia, the power of vengeance. Show forth, Hofia. El Nikamo Tahofia, Hofia, Hofia, Hofia. Rabbi and Rav Nathan, Rabbi and Rav Nathan, they differed in their comments. Rabbi, Rabbi said, a mortal, him, Fury Masters, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Island One, the Set Apart One, blessed be He. He masters Fury, for it is said in Nahum 1 and 2, Yahweh revengeth, but He is Master of Fury. El Kano, with no came Yahuwah, no came Yahuwah, U Abba Allah Chema, no came Yahuwah, Litzarayo, with no Tirhu, Litoibayo. According to King James Version, Nahum, the full verse, Nahum 1 and 2, reads, God is jealous, zealous, and the Lord Yahuwah revenges, the Lord Yahuwah revenges, and furious Yahuwah will take vengeance
on his adversaries, and he reserveth wrath for his enemies. Yahuwah, Jehovah revengeth, but he is master of fury. Yahuwah Nokeim, Yahuwah Baal Chema Nokeim, Yahuwah Rav Natan, Rav Nathan said, a mortal, him jealousy masters, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Eloah, blessed be he, he masters jealousy. For it is said Yahuwah has power over jealousy, zealousy, and revenges. El Kano with no came Yahuwah, no came Yahuwah, Baal Chema, no came Yahuwah, lit Sarayo, with no Tirhua, lit Oibai, no came Yahuwah, Baal Chema. Jehovah has power over zealousy, jealousy. Baal, he is the husband, Baal Chema, over jealousy, over wrath. Rav Meir taught the word Tadebarim, the words found in Debarim, Deuteronomy 8 and 5 that read, and thou knowest in thy heart that as a man chasteneth his son, so Yahuwah Eloheka, Jehovah, the I Elohim, true good, true God, chasteneth the I. This means that Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ha'Elohim, said, thou and thy heart know the deeds that thou hast done against me, against I, and the deeds that I have done for thee I. Know also the chastisements I impose up on thee, the I, and that the chastisements, the tokachot, I impose up on thee, I, upon thee, have not been proportionate to thy deeds. Rav Shimon ben Yochai, Rav Simeon ben Yochai, taught tokachot, chastisement, tokachot, are good, because of them three precious gifts came to Israel. Three precious gifts came to Israel. Gifts that Hagoyim, the nations of the earth, of the earthly plane, desired for themselves. Yet, only because of tokachot, chastisements, were the gifts. Torah, the Torah. Olam Haba, the world to come. And Eretz Yisrael, the land of Israel, given to Yisrael, given to Israel. And the proof that HaTorah, Jah's direction, instruction, the teaching of His Majesty, HaTorah was so given, it is said even in Mishle Shlomo, in the Mashal, Proverbs 1 and 2, it is written, to know wisdom and chastisement. La da'ata hakma ua musara li habina imreya bina, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to know wisdom and instruction, to know wisdom and chastisement.
La da'at hakma u musar. Ashrei hagavar asher te'yasareinu ya. Ua miyatoratika te'lamdeinu. Blessed, happy, ashrei. Happy is the man. Ashrei hagavar whom thou the eye chasteness, O Yah. Ashrei hagavar asher teyasareinu Yah. For thereby thou the eye teaches him thy law, thy Torah. Ua miya toratika te'elamadein. Hear. Today's daily psalm, Mizmor Tzadai Dalet, Psalm 94, Hebraically, verse 12. Blessed, happy is the man whom thou, the eye, male, chasteness, O Yah, O Jah, for thereby thou, the eye, teachest him thy law, thy Torah. Ashrei hagever asher teyasareinu ya ua miya torateka te'lamdeinu. And the proof that the Eretz Yisrael, the land of Israel, was so given, was given like this. It is said even in Devarim, in Deuteronomy 8 and 5, as a man chasteneth his son, Beno, so Yahweh Eloheka, so Jehovah the I Elohim, true good, true God, chasteneth thee, the I. That is, as a man chastens Beno, his son, with a rod, so Yahweh Eloheka, so Jehovah the I Elohim, chastens the eye with a rod. And what follows in Devarim, in Deuteronomy 8 and 7, Yahweh Eloheka bringeth the eye into a good land. Jehovah the I Elohim, true good, true God, bringeth the eye into a good land. Ki Yahuwah Eloheka Nebieka El Eretza Tova. Jehovah the I Elohim, for Jehovah the I Elohim, Ki Yahuwah Eloheka bringeth the I Nebieka into a good land. Illa Eretza Tova. And the proof that the Olam Haba, the world to come, was so given, the verse, even in Mishlei Shlomo, in the Mashal of Solomon, in Proverbs, Proverbs 6:23, and it reads, reproofs by chastisement are the way, are the way of life and liberty. With the reka chayim atokachota musar, reproofs, reproofs of instruction are the way of life. With the rek chayim tokachot musar, and reproofs of instruction, the way of life. The verse in the King James Version, Proverbs 6 and 23 reads, for the lamp is for the commandment, for the commandment a lamp, and the law Torah light, and reproofs of instruction, of instruction, the way of life. Ki ner mitzvata with Torah or ודרך חיים תוכחות המוסר. Three proofs of instruction, the way of life. Here, scripture says, go forth, go forward, and see for yourself what way leads to life in the Olam Haba, in the world to come. And you will have to admit that it is chastisement. Rav Jose Bar Yehuda, Rav Jose Bar Judah taught, Tokachot, chastisements, are precious in the sight of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the sight of the Holy One, blessed be He. For the name, the Hashem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of the Holy One, blessed be He, comes to rest upon him who is chastised, as it is said even in Devarim, in Deuteronomy 8 and 5. So, Yahuwah Eloheka, Jehovah, the I, thy Elohim, true good, true God, chasteneth thee, ויידעתה אימא לבבקה כי כאשר יאסר איש את בנו יהוה אלוהיך מייסריך. Thou, the eye, shalt also consider in thine heart that as a man chasteneth his son, so Yahuwah Jehovah Eloheka chasteneth thee, I. Ve'yada'ita ima levareka, ki ka'asher ye'yaser ish eta bino, Yahuwah Eloheka me'yasereka. So, Jehovah, the I Elohim, chasteneth the I. Yahu Elohika, me Yasareka. Therefore, in today's daily Psalm, Mizmor Tzadai Dalet, Psalm 94, Hebraically, verse 12, 94 and 12, it reads, blessed, happy is the man whom thou, the I, chasteneth, O Yah, O Jah, for thereby thou, the I, teaches him Torateka, teaches him thy law, teaches him thy direction, instruction, the teaching of his majesty. Ashrei hagever, asher te'yasarenu ya, ua mitorateka te'lamdeinu. At first, Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ha'el Elohim, chastens thee, the I, but then he brings thee, the I, to possess Ha'Torah, to possess the Torah, the Eretz Yisrael, and Chaim, and life in the Olam Haba, and life and liberty in the world to come. Rav Nathan Bar Jose, Nathan Bar Jose taught, Tokachot, chastisements are precious. Because of them, the covenant, Habrit, was made with the Bnei Yisrael, with the sons, with the children of Israel. As is said, even in Ezekiel 20 and 37, where it reads, I will bring you into the crucible of the covenant. Ve'ha'ibarti etekem tachata ha'ashareta ve'heyaveti etekem b'masoreta habrit.
and I will cause you to pass under the rod, and I will bring you into the bond of the covenant. Wiha ebarti etkem tachata ha shaveta. Wihayaveti etkem bi masoreta ha brit. Here in the King James Version says, I will bring you into the bond of the covenant. But here in the Midrash on Mizmor Adai Dalet on Psalm 94, I will bring you into the crucible of the covenant. Wehebeti etekem b'masoret habrit. A wordplay on masoret, masoret, bond, masoret, tradition, and mashret, mashret. Literally a skillet or mashret, a saucepan, resulting in the figure of a crucible of suffering. Wihaybiti etekem bimashret habrit, a crucible of suffering. Rather, a play on masoret and yisar, yisar, to chastise. The verse would then read, I will bring you into the suffering of the covenant. Wihaybeti etekem bia masoreta habrit. Ezekiel Yechezekiel 20 and 37. Rav Eliezer ben Yaakov, Eliezer ben Jacob taught, behold, scripture says, even in Mishle Shlomo in the Mashal, Proverbs 3 and 12, for whom Yahuwah Jehovah loveth, he chasteneth, even as a father, Ka'ab, the son in whom he delighteth. Read not Ka'ab as a father, Ka'ab, but Ka'ab, Ka'ab, suffering under chastisement, suffering under chastisement. The verse from Proverbs 3 and 12 is thus, like this read, for whom Yahuwah Jehovah loveth, he chasteneth, and the son's suffering under chastisement makes atonement for him. Ki et asher ye'ehabi Yahuwah Yokiyach Uakav Etabain Yirzeh. What then enables you to make atonement to your Father in heaven, to Avinu Sheba Shemayi? Admit that it is suffering under chastisement. Admit that it is suffering under chastisement, suffering under discipline, suffering under instruction. Rav Nehemiah taught that tokachot, chastisements, are precious, for as offerings make atonement, so tokachot, chastisements, make atonement at one minute of an offering. It is written in Vayikra in Leviticus 1 and 4, it shall be accepted for him to make atonement for him. Wisamach yado al rosh ha'ola Witnirza loa lekaper alai. And he shall put his hand upon the heads of Rosh of the burnt offering, and it shall be accepted for him to make atonement for him. With samach yado al rosh ha'ola, with mirza lawa l'kapir alayo. It shall be accepted for him to make atonement for him. With mirza lawa l'kapir alayo. And of suffering under chastisement. It is written even in Proverbs 3 and 13. The son's suffering under chastisement makes atonement at one moment for him. Ki et asher ye ehavi Yahuwah yokiyach ukav et bein yirtzeh. And again, the land shall lie forsaken without them, while they shall make atonement for their iniquity. Even here, Vayikra, Leviticus 26:43. The land also shall be left of them. Weha aretza. Te azeib mehem. The land shall lie forsaken, forsaken without them. Weha aretz te azeib mehem. And they shall accept of the punishment of their iniquity, and they shall accept of the punishment of their iniquity, while they shall make atonement for their iniquity. With haim yirtzua eta onam, with haim yirtzu eta evona. Not only this, but even more, suffering under chastisement is better than offerings in making atonement. For offerings come out of a man's property, but tokachot, chastisements, fall upon a man's body. Of that it is said, even in Eob and Job 2 and 4, all that a man has will he give for his body. Vaya'an ha-satan et Yahuwah, vayomar oda be'ada oda, u'kol asher la'isha yitena be'ada nasho. And Satan, Satan, answered Yahuwah, Jehovah, and said, skin for skin, yea, all that a man hath will he give for his life. Vayana ha satana eti Yahuwah, vayomar oda be'ada oda, v'kol asher la'isha yitena be'ada nasho. All that a man hath will he give for his body. We call asher la'ish yitain bi'ad nasho. Accordingly, it is said, even in today's daily psalm, Mizmor Tzadai Dalet, Psalm 94 and 12. Ashrei hagever, blessed, happy, happy is the man whom thou the eye chastenest, O Yah, O Jah. Because thereby thou, the eye, teachest him thy law, Torateka. Ashre hagever, asher te yasareinu ya, ua mi Torateka te lamdeinu. that thou, the eye, mayest give him rest from the days of evil, while the pit is digged for the wicked, while the pit is digged for the ratchet. Le hashikita loa mi me ra'a ada yikare la rasha'a shachat. That thou mayest give him rest, rest from the days of evil. Le hashkita loa mi me ra'a. While the pit is digged for the wicked. Ada yikare la rasha shachat. Rav Lewi, Rav Levi says that by days, days of evil, mimei ra'a, days of evil are meant the day of judgment and the day of death. But the Rebbeinat, the Memharan, the scholars, the rabbis say that mimei ra, days of evil, are meant New Year's Day and the Day of Atonement. Our text, it reads, according to today's daily psalm, Mizmor Adai Dalet, Psalm 94 and 14, it reads, for the sake of his people, for the sake of his people, Yahuwah, Jehovah will not cast off, nor for the sake of his inheritance will he leave off. Ki lo yitosh Yahuwah ammo, v'nachlato lo ya'ezob. But another text, it reads, even First Shemuel, First Samuel 12 and 22, Yahweh, Jehovah will not forsake his people for his great name's sake. Ki lo yitosh Yahweh et ha'amo ba'ebor shemo ha'gadol. Ki hoil Yahuwah la esota et kem loa le'am. For Jehovah will not forsake his people for his great name's sake, because it hath pleased Yahuwah Jehovah to make you, to make y'all his people. Ki lo yitosh Yahuwah et ha'amo ba'ebor shemo ha'gadol. Ki yahoil Yahuwah la'esot et kem loa le'am. Rav Aibu and Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani and Rav Samuel Bar Nachmani reconciled the two texts, the text from today's daily psalm, Psalm 94 and 14, and 1 Samuel 12 and 22. They reconcile the two texts thus, like this, indeed. When the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, do the will of Yahweh, of Jehovah, he acts for the sake of Amo, his people, and Nachlato, his inheritance. But when the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, do not own good deeds, Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ha'el Elohim, acts for the sake of his great name. The Rebbeinat, the rabbis, the Memharan, the scholars, however, taught for Amo, for his people outside the Eretz Yisrael, the land of Israel, Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ha'Elohim acts for the sake of his great name. But for Amo, his people within the Eretz Yisrael, within the land of Israel, Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ha'Elohim acts for the sake of Amo and Nachlato and his inheritance. Hence, here it is written, for the sake of his people, Yahuwah, Jehovah will not cast off, nor for the sake of his inheritance will he leave off. Ki lo yitosh Yahuwah amo, we nachlato lo ya'ezob. For judgment shall return to righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Today's daily psalm, Psalm 94, hear, 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 verse 15. Ki adas edeka yashuba mishpata, we achrayo kola yishreleib. For judgment shall return to righteousness. Ki ad tzedeka yashuv mishpat, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. We achrayo kola yishrei lei. Shemuel the little, Samuel the little was asked, what is meant by all the upright in heart shall follow it? We achrayo kol yishrei. He replied, the reward of the upright follows upon their death. As is said, all the upright in heart shall follow it. We achrayo kol yishrei lei. But the reward of harasha, of the ratchet, the wicked, is paid them here and now. As is said, even in Devarim, Deuteronomy 7 and 10, God repayeth them that hate him to their face, to destroy, to downstroy them. Weyata'ita ki Yahuwah Eloheka hu ha'elohim ha'el ha'ne'emana shomer ha'berita ve'ha'cheseda le'ohebayo u'a le'shomrei mitzvotaya le'elef ador u'a mi'shaleima le'sonayo wa'ela fanayo le ha e bidu lo ye acher we sona ela panayo ye shalem lo. Know therefore that Yahweh Eloheka Jehovah, the I true good, true God, who he ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, Ha'el Neman, the faithful Elohim, who keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him and keep his commandments to a thousand generations, and repayeth them that hate him to their face to destroy them. He will not be slack to him that hateth him. He will repay him to his face. Ha'elohim mishalem alisonayo ilpanayo lehaibidu. Ha'elohim, the true good, the true God, repayeth them that hate him to their face to destroy them. The Barim, Deuteronomy 7 and 10. Rav Shimon ben Yochai, Simeon ben Yochai taught, when a man commits sin, chet, chet, yada, akari, and the angels come and denounce him, saying, O Lord, bow thy heavens and come down. Touch the mountains that they may smoke, that they make smoke. Shoot out thine arrows and destroy, according to the words of Psalm 144, verse 5. Yahweh, hatashameka, witeredaka, beharim, witeyeshan, beerokabaraka, uatefitzema, shlacha chiteka, O Jehovah, bow thy heavens and come down. Yahweh, hatashameka, wetereda. Touch the mountains that they make smoke. Ga'a. Beharim, we ye aishanu. Shoot out thine arrows and destroy and downstroy. Cast forth lightning and scatter them. Shoot out thine arrows and destroy and downstroy them. Beroka baraka uatefi tsema shlacha chiteka uatehume. Hakadosh baruchu, the Isle One, the Holy One, blessed be he. He replies to the angels that come and denounce the man who has committed achet, hachet, chatiyat, a sin, an uggery, a lack, a forfeiture. HaKadosh Baruch Hu replies, at this moment, this man is obdurate, stubborn, obdurate. But when he repents, when he does teshuva, I will receive him. Mi yakum li aima mi'ra'im, mi yayita yatzeb li aima po'le aven. Luleya Yahuwa ezarataliya, kiya me'ata shakna dumanashi. Who will rise up for me, for I, against the evil, against the evil doers? Mi yakum li aima mi'ra'im, or who will stand up for me, stand up for I, against the workers of iniquity? Mi yayita yatzeb li aima po'ele aven, except Jehovah had been my help. Except Jehovah, lulei Yahuwah ezratah li, except Jehovah had been my help, my soul had soon dwelt in silence. Kem ata shakna duma nafshi. Today's daily psalm, Psalm 94, verses 16 to 17. Who will rise up for I against the evildoers? Or who will stand up for I against the workers of iniquity? Except Yahweh Jehovah had been my help, my soul had soon dwelt in silence. Lulei Yahuwah ezratali, kiya me'ata shakna dumanashi. Rav Yehoshua ben Lewi, Rav Joshua ben Levi said, whenever the term except in the Hebrew lulei, whenever the term lulei, except, lulei, occurs in Scripture, it can only refer to the guardian merits of the patriarchs. For it is said, even in Bereshit and Genesis 31 and 42, except the God of my father, the God of Abraham, and the fear of Isaac had been on my side, surely now hadst thou sent I away empty. But Rav Zabdi ben Lawi retorted, is it not also written, even in Bereshit chapter 43, Genesis 43 and 10, except we had lingered, surely we had now returned a second time. Rav Joshua answered, even this verse refers to the guardian merit of the patriarchs. For had there been no guardian merit of the patriarchs, we could not have come up thence from there at all. This reference is in to the sojourn. This reference is to the sojourn of Joseph, Yawasaf, Ayusuf's brothers in Mitzrayim. Joseph's brothers sojourned in Egypt. Rav Lewi Levi said, wherever the term lule, except occurs in Scripture, it refers to the guardian merit of Torah, of God's direction, instruction, of the teaching of His Majesty. As it is said, even in Psalm 119 and 92, except thy Torah had been my delight, I should have perished in mine affliction. Lulei Toratika Sha'eshu'ai Az Abaditi Abatiya Bi Az Bi'anyi Lulei, unless thy law, thy Torah had been my delight, I should then have perished in mine affliction. Lulei Toratika Sha'eshu'ai Az Abadti Bi'anyi. It may also refer to the guardian merit of faith, of the true faith, as it is said even in Psalm 27 verse 13, I had fainted, except I had believed to look upon the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Lulei he emantia lirota v'tub yaw be'eretza chayim. Lulei, I had believed to see the goodness of Jehovah in the land of the living. Lulei yahe mantia lirota v'tuvi Yahuwah be'eretz chayim. Rav Yochanan said, wherever the term lule, unless, occurs in Scripture, it refers to the guardian merit of Yahuwah's name, of the Hashem. As it is said, even in Psalm 124, verses 2-3, except Jehovah was for us, for I and I. When men rose up against us, against I and I, then they had swallowed I and I up alive. Lulei Yahuwah Shehayalanu Bekom Aleinu Adam Isaiah Hayim Belaunu Bach Rota Pam Pan. Unless, except, if it had not been Yahuwah Jehovah who was on our side, on I and I's side, when men, when Adam rose up against us, against I and I. Lulei Yahuwah Shehaya Lanu Bekom Aleinu Adam. Then they had swallowed up quick when their wrath was kindled against us, against I and I. Isaiah Chayim Bilaunu Bachrota Hapamapan. And here in today's daily psalm Mizmor Adai Dalet, except unless Yahuwah Jehovah had been my I help, my I soul, she had soon dwelt in silence. Lulei Yahuwah Ezratali Kia Me'ata Shakna Tumanashi. And he shall bring upon them their own iniquity, and shall cut them off in their own wickedness, wretchedness. Yea, Yahweh Eloheinu, Jehovah, I and I Elohim, true good, true God, I and I power, shall cut them off. Hear, 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 today's daily psalm, Mizmor Adai Dalet, Psalm 94, verse 23. Vayasheba Elehem Etonam Uabiratam Yatsmitim Yatsmitim Yahuwah Elohenu. And he shall bring upon them their own iniquity, and he shall bring upon them their own iniquity. Vayashev Elehem Etonam, and shall cut them off in their own wickedness, in their own wretchedness. Uabi Ra'atam Yatsmitim. Yea, Yahweh Eloheinu, Jehovah Inai Elohim, Inai power, shall cut them off. Yatsmitim Yahuwah Eloheinu. Rav Jose ben Chalafta related, the time the Iowa when Hachekal, the temple was destroyed, was a Saturday night. At the end of a year of release, a Shemitah year, it happened between the first and the second watches of the night when the division of Jehoiarib was on duty. The destruction of the first temple, the first Hekah, as well as of the second, took place while Halloween, while the Levites, Lewawiyan, while they were standing at their posts, and they were singing, and he shall bring upon them their own iniquity, and shall cut them off in their own wickedness, in their own wretchedness. Vayasheba Elehem Eto Onam Uabi Ra'atama Yatsmitim. But before they had time to say, yea, the Lord our God shall cut them off entirely, before they had time to say Yatzmitem Yahuwah Eloheinu. Yay. Jehovah Einai Elohim Einai power shall cut them off entirely. The enemies entered and took hold of them.